The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. As large crowds gather amid protest in the United States, concern is growing that the coronavirus will spread, creating more clusters of infection as states reopen their economies. VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports.
As he watched unrest unfold across the United States, under lockdown from his home office in Chicago, the director of Northwestern University's Institute for Global Health, Dr. Robert Murphy, began to wonder if everyone had suddenly forgotten the country was dealing with a dangerous pandemic.
COVID doesn't care about politics. It just likes to jump from person to person. So you're putting yourself at risk.
It was a message Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, echoed in her daily address to the public. On the same day, she moved ahead with plans to loosen restrictions in the city, in place since March to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, despite continuing unrest.
That risk is real. It is present, and it will be with us for the foreseeable future. And you need to take the precautions, not only just to protect yourself, but for others in your network, in your home that you care about. Because now you are at heightened risk of COVID-19.
This is just setting us backwards. So instead of being able to control the virus like we had hoped, now it's either going to plateau, maybe go up a little bit, but whatever it is, it's pushing us way down the timeline.
The risk of increasing violence and destruction led the Illinois Department of Public Health to temporarily close community COVID-19 testing facilities, delaying notifications of positive test results and interrupting the medical community's ability to track the virus's spread. When the gatherings subside, Rush University Associate Professor of Medicine and Infectious Disease, Dr. Michael Lin, says testing will likely return to pre-protest levels, if not increase. But understanding how the recent unrest in the U.S. will impact the spread of the virus won't be immediate.
If there's any spike, it may happen, you know, sometime about a week or 2 weeks after the gatherings. And that's usually about the time it takes for the infection to incubate.
But Dr. Lin offers a glimmer of hope.
Because we know that a lot of spread tends to happen in indoor areas. In the outdoors, with the air blowing around, there may be less risk of spread. With the sun being out, you know, UV rays can actually also kill the virus. But when it comes to transmission, it's really difficult to predict.
As the number of coronavirus infections in the U.S. nears 2 million, some Americans are weighing health risks while exercising their right to demonstrate. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.
Make certain you visit us again next week for another edition of Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.